Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we get Ron Paul on about once a month, and I really respect him. But I'm going to bring this up to him because he's laissez-faire, and he's going to say, but Alex, we backed up too big to fail. The regulators were controlled by the bankers, and they actually wouldn't let other competition come in. It wasn't real true deregulation. So, Dr. Roberts, I agree that the idea of laissez-faire capitalism pushed by Greenspan and everybody, we were just talking during the break, has led to a lot of this. But all I'm saying is now they'll take over with no regulation, then put regulation on everybody else selectively once they've already sewed up the game. I mean, answer my question on that if you can. I know you can, but give me your brief take on my question. How is it laissez-faire if government's backing it up?
Laissez-faire is what produced it. I'm talking about the failure of the system. It's now failed.
Yes, I get that.
Okay. Because you remember, it was Greenspan and Rubin and Arthur Levitt, the head of the SEC, and Larry Summers, who went to Congress and prevented Brooksley Bourne from doing her job and regulating the derivatives. Remember that?
Yes.
She said, if we don't regulate these derivatives, we're going to have a crisis. And they all went down there and said, don't let this crazy woman regulate derivatives. She'll produce a crisis. Markets are self-regulating.
I remember.
We don't need to this was an ideology. The ideology came out of the success of Reagan and the failure of the Soviet Union. And so everybody said, oh, well, it was Reagan. He was for free markets. The Soviets were for planning and regulation, and they failed, and we won. So let's don't have any regulation.
That's right. You're kind of their guru, aren't you?
Just don't have any. And so they had done. They got rid of it progressively. And the result was the monopoly concentration, the banks too big to fail, the takeover. That is always the result of the deregulation. You understand, it's a process.
No, I got it. And we're in the middle of it. It's a fact. And now ideology is just window dressing. In the 2 minutes we've got left, if you were king using the Constitution, what would you do now to try to reverse this? Or is it too late?
I think it's too late. You know, it's too late. It's going to hit the fan. I just don't know when. I can't predict the timing. We've got three massive bubbles. There's no way out. They're going to pop. They have to pop.
And of course, one will pop the others. So we'll have triple bubble implosion.
If the dollar goes, all of them will pop. And it'll be the biggest financial wipeout in world history. And we won't be able to recover. The Chinese are not going to say, oh, here, let us rebuild your economy and give you everything back.
They're in trouble too as well. I mean, they're barely, they're growing faster, but, you know, they got their own problems.
Well, they have some problems, but they don't have ours. They're not monetizing $1 trillion of debt every year. They're not printing money faster than.
Sure. They're not going to be able, is what I'm saying, to help us.
Why would they help us?
Exactly, you know, but even if they wanted to.
We're trying to surround them with military bases. We're going to cut the social welfare net because we don't have any money, but we've got plenty of money to attack Syria.
Oh, yeah. And therein is their answers. The bankers are going to start World War III.
The neocons, the Israel lobby, the bankers, the military security complex, they're going to start World War III, yeah. But they won't be able to fight it very long because it'll go nuclear, and you can't fight nuclear wars very long. And if it doesn't go nuclear, we'll go broke and not be able to fight.
Wow. And you were there in the negotiation with the Soviets, everything. I mean, I cannot say how much you know, sir, and how much we appreciate you with us. And to hear you saying that when all my other experts are saying the same thing, I'm pretty smart. I see the same thing. I see government digging in like it's the end of the world. This doesn't look too good.
They're preparing to control us, but our response to all of the crisis and mistakes that they are making. And so they obviously don't intend to correct them, or they wouldn't be putting in all these.
No, they don't. Get the book at Amazon. Get the book at Amazon. Doctor, thank you so much for the hour.
Okay, you're welcome.
Wow, heavy, heavy show.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I told you 2 weeks ago, and I told you again last week, over and over again. In fact, I'm going to try to have the crew find it and play it on the nightly news tonight. Not to say, oh, look, I'm smart. I'm showing you the power you have, that we got to work towards the future together. We've got to work for some type of civilization that isn't run by total criminals. And you've got to do that by fighting the criminals. You've got to do that by saying, and getting past the fear, past the intimidation. You're going to find 9 times out of 10, they're scared to death of you. But you know, I came on air and I said, if we keep pushing this bullet story and the armored vehicle story that they've denied, it's going to blow up in their face and be a congressional investigation, which will be a debate about why are there FEMA camps, which are on record. That doesn't matter if Glenn Beck tells you they don't exist. I'm not attacking Glenn Beck. Okay, in fact, I would endorse Glenn Beck if he came out and covered the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, if he covered the civilian inmate labor camp program, if he covered the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, if he covered the new Army manuals for FEMA camps, the FEMA for re-education camps, it says that. How to process your Social Security numbers, how to lock down the cities, how to take our guns. And FEMA has just posted that they're drilling for martial law in America. And I'm so conditioned, knowing this is already true, that I haven't even mentioned that today. Melissa Melton goes, is this important? I think this is important yesterday. FEMA's just put out this new manual on their site and shows photos and videos of them training local police for civil unrest and collapse. And I said, oh, yes, you're right. It's important. That article is up on InfoWars.com. FEMA federalizing police for domestic war. In fact, that should be red-linked. Okay, that should be red-linked. 15 members of Congress demand investigation of Obama's ammo hoard. That should be, it's not 15, he had just updated it. That should be red-linked. Gun owners sue New York government to restore Second Amendment. Government cover-up of ammo buy implodes. That should be red-linked. The only red-linked stuff really important, but today, the whole front page should just go red. I mean, you know, that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And see, if you won't recognize bad stuff, it'll get worse. People think, oh, if I just don't recognize it, if I just think it's okay, if I just lie to myself, if I just, you know, whitewash everything, it's going to go away. No, no, no. I'll go back to my coyote analogy. I remember being 5, 6, 7 years old. We did it quite a few times because I'd beg to go hunting. It'd be, you know, out of season where you couldn't shoot deer. My dad'd say, okay, well, coyotes have been eating the neighbor's sheep. You know, we can take you out there. And you sit there with varmint tapes playing and the sound of dying rabbits. And then coyotes come out of the woods, you hit them with spotlights and shoot them. But you read about people now, this didn't used to happen. Anybody can type it in, woman eaten by coyotes. And it'll be like at the edge of a city park. And the women are preconditioned to run and then fall down because they saw it on all the TV shows. I mean, people have never run a few feet and fallen down and going, no, please, ah. You know, you're taught how to act like a rabbit. Humans don't act like that. A possum will viciously attack a coyote. A raccoon will. Humans will. A little monkey. If you got a monkey from South America and put it in a room, you know, with pit bulls, it would jump on top of them and try to bite their eyes out. You know, but we, the super killer machine that fought the cave bears, the saber-toothed tigers, you know, I mean, humans with their bare hands taking what they wanted, killing giant, you know, prehistoric rhinos, running elephants off cliffs. Rah! I mean, we are now sitting there. Now women never acted like this. Women used to be true feminists. Women were tougher than nails. Now women fall down. It's like they taught women if they saw something scary to faint in Victorian England as a mind control. Just all a mind control. And so we've all been taught when we see tyranny to go, or deny it. Hey, that ain't going to get you out of this. In every case now, in Canada and the U.S., it's happening every few months now. You'll read about it. It's always the same story. The woman on her lunch break went to the local park to have a sandwich and make some phone calls. Two coyotes came out. She cowered crying, calling 911, and the coyotes, by the time they got there, had chewed her throat out. And I'm here saying, don't call 911. You see coyotes coming out of the edge of the woods, get up and go, wow. And they're going to see that predator look that you're just looking at them. You're not scared. They're going to run. But see, what you've decided to do is the virtue. You think, roll over and cry.
No, help me.
Like in all the movies, the guy comes in with a knife, and the man or the woman goes, no, don't kill me. Oh, God. And like, somebody comes in with a knife. I'm going to say, blah, and just literally go, I mean, but see, that's because I'm a maniac, ladies and gentlemen. That's because I'm a maniac, a maniac. No, I'm not. I'm red-blooded. I'm red-blooded. I'm ready to light a bunch of torches up and go running through the woods, running after mastodons to run them off a cliff and eat them. So I like big piles of red meat. And that's why I'm free. Ah, light the fires of liberty. Ah, we're coming to the castle. I mean, they have taken your humanity. I mean, these people fall down in front of coyotes and are eaten. Coyotes have never eaten people. Not in recorded history with the Native Americans or the settlers, coyotes didn't eat people. Only wolves would go after humans. That'd be a human alone if the wolves were starving. In deep winter, if wolves are starving, they will try to eat a man. They know we're tough. They got to be starving to try to go after a man. Starving to death. Now, everywhere you go, I see signs up on the greenbelt. Where's my dog? Where's my cat? And I'm like, I saw some coyote crap down the thing. It was a dog bone, so it ate your dog. Of course, I won't tell them that. You walk in the hiking bike trail, and you can see the coyote crap of people's cats and dogs. I can see cat bones, partially digested cat skulls, everything. And these people have signs up all over going, where's my doggy? Where's my kitten? It's not on the news they're eating everybody's dogs and cats. I had coyotes coming out by my house trying to eat my French bulldogs. I just went out there one night with a double-aught shotgun, baby, left some meat out there, and it was dead. Tough little buggers. I found someone. One time I shot a coyote in the head. Large goblet. I mean, almost a handful. Probably half its brain was blown out on the ground. Shot it in the head with a 243. Came up to the deer camp over by the trash, and there was a rifle. I just got it 50 yards. Boom. In the head. Still ran off hundreds of yards. Couldn't find it. But anyways, folks, you're a predator. Start acting like one. Stop acting like a jellyfish domesticated idiot. Because the government is the wolves and the coyotes. And, man, you're rolled over on your back begging, playing a varmint tape. That's what they're called, varmint tapes. You're playing varmint tapes. By the way, the coyotes don't come anywhere around my house anymore. They don't come anywhere around it. In fact, they don't even come on the neighbor's property because I can see them out there with night vision. They won't get anywhere around my house. And until I finally said, all right, I'll just hunt them. I'm not into shooting stuff, just to shoot them. So I sat up and killed them. And the issue is that they don't come anywhere. I don't even hear them yelling anymore at night, except every once in a while about a mile away on a nearby ranch. They don't come around my house anymore because I shot one. I know I got one and shot at the others as they ran off. And again, stumbling around at night, you use a shotgun with double-aught buck. The point is that this is what's got to be done politically. You've got to get up on your hind legs. People say, what's that mean? Well, a bear gets up on its hind legs and it's really going to go crazy. You got to get up on your hind legs and go, hey, I don't know what the outcome of this is. You want to fight? You got one. I'm going to discredit you. I'm going to get in your face. I'm going to call you terrorist because you are. I'm going to go wild. I'm going to call my Congress people. I'm going to go to their, when they have meet and greets, and grab them by the hand and tell them, we know what's going on. We're not going to put up with it. You need to call Dianne Feinstein, tell that witch we know what she's doing. You see Michael Moore in public, you tell him, quit using murdered kids. We know. You talk about you want to see Harry Reid's grandkids dead. That would help. Look, bud, why don't you come a little bit further and tell us what you really know? Look, I know who you are. I see you, you big fat predator. And you don't scare me one bit. What scares me is rolling over to you. So I'm going to tell you politically, you got to start shooting back in the info war, not physically. There's all this talk about how I'll do this physically and you'll do that physically. Hey, come on. Save it, ladies and gentlemen. You don't talk about stuff like that, even if you're intending it. You need to use your mouth. The pen is mightier than the sword, and the mouth is the pen today. Use it. Ladies and gentlemen, or lose it. Get aggressive now. Get aggressive now. Get aggressive now. Get aggressive now. They were telling us, and selectively not telling others. And then the police, when we challenged them, started writing everyone tickets for being out there handing out literature in downtown Austin on street corners, saying, you've got to get a permit from us to do that. Bull, your thing's unconstitutional. Had to call there. You're like, well, what's that big fight? That's just, folks, if you can't hand stuff out in America, move to North Korea. And it's the same deal. If I would have groveled, they were trying to run the street team we hired off, and then they sent thugs when the cops wouldn't do it anymore. If we would have groveled, there would be no free speech left in Austin. Next, they'd say, okay, give me money, you know, like Mexican cops do. Here, let me have some money now. You see, in rolling over, what do sheep get eaten by? Wolves. What do wolves do to men? They run. Sheep get eaten by wolves. Let's say it. Sheep get eaten by wolves. Sheep get eaten by wolves. And that's the old analogy of the sheepdog. You're like, well, I'm not a sheep, but I'm not a wolf. I'm a sheepdog. Fine. You want to be a sheepdog, folks? We're not trying to be sheepdogs because we're trying to be heroes. We're overrun by wolves right now, ladies and gentlemen, and we're in a lot of trouble. And I see effeminate, it's not even fair to men. I see estrogen-programmed men. It's not even fair to women to call them feminine. I see estrogen-programmed, on record, men everywhere who see their weakness as a totem and as a trophy and as a signet of royalty, like royalty wears big, you know, chains of office around their necks. They own their weakness and their pathetic jellyfish worship. They wear it as if it is a cloak of infallibility. It is a cloak of shame. And that shows style. They can make something stylish, and people will bring their children for human sacrifice and beg their children to be chopped up in every culture if it's stylish. Chinese emperors had their wives' feet bound. They wouldn't even feed themselves. They were total slaves because they were so elitist. They were basket cases that couldn't even wipe their own butts. Same thing with the British royalty. That's style. Oh, you're so stylish, you don't feed yourself. Oh, you're so stylish, you're a jellyfish. The sitcom says the guy gets the girl if he's a jellyfish, but the guys wonder why they're not getting the girl, so they act more jellyfish-like. You've been programmed.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Look at the stories up at Infowars.com right now. Nanny Bloomberg, drone panopticon inevitable. And they've already got total surveillance, all your cell phones, everything you're doing. And he says that's great. And he's going to tell you what to eat and what to drink. And he says, I need all that data. He's been bragging lately. He needs all the spy data to tell you how to live your life because he knows best. He actually says that. Yeah. You know best, don't you, Bloomberg, about 9/11, I bet. I bet you care about everybody a lot. You're a real nice man. I'm glad you're there. Like, I'll just stop locking my doors at night knowing you're there. I know you really want to take care of me and my family. You wolf. Look at this. I see you. You know that, don't you? You do. You don't like it. U.S. plan calls for more scanning of private web traffic email. It's not spying. It's scanning. That's in NBC. Oh, I thought it was a conspiracy theory they're spying on us. There's more illegal spying. And more running Al-Qaeda and more bullet purchases that don't exist. But here's some of the other ones. Rand Paul to filibuster over big sis arms buildup. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He filibustered over drones. Hey, how about the whole enchilada they won't give members of the Senate and the House who want to know about the 2 billion rounds of ammo and who want to know about all the armored vehicles? Hey, Rand, my friend, I got to try to give him a call. Rand, do the filibuster. I mean, I know you won't do it all the time. You'll get ignored, but so what? I mean, just start doing it all the time because you won't be ignored. Let's have your weekly filibuster. Okay, I remember they said they wouldn't let him see the drone info, and they wouldn't let him see all that until he went to the filibuster, and then they gave him the info, and they gave him their answer about killing U.S. citizens, and then said, well, no, we're not going to, but we do have the power to, but yeah, we are going to, but we didn't say we would. We don't want an NDAA, but we wrote it, but then we said we wouldn't sign it, but we did sign it. You know, lawyer stuff. Oh, no, that's not in there unless you look at the subsection, but it's not a big deal. We're not going to use it, but we are. We want to. You know how it is. Subsection. So that's what's going on there with all this fine print. You know, when you're listening to a radio ad, and it's like, drop by and get our cars at 0% interest and absolutely no credit needed. It's an incredible deal. We have everything you need right now on the lot, an incredible selection of over 500 new and used vehicles, and it's absolutely no credit score needed. Credit score. I mean, that's what's going on here. Only for customers. So. You know, it's time to drag all this out in the open. They've been denying all this because they're scared of it. If America gets its instinct going and goes, ooh, the government's been taken over and is arming against you, they're not going to be able to detonate an atomic weapon in Chicago. You know, I just keep saying Chicago. It's like I said, they'll blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on Bin Laden. 2 months before it happened, I even named the targets. Dallas, Chicago, Cleveland, Denver, places like that. Larry Silverstein, you know, owns the one of the biggest buildings down there, bought it. Was the Sears Tower or something else. he's a nice man. He really cares about you. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, now they've had nuclear contaminants checking the subwaves, bombs in Chicago, nukes! North Korea working with right-wingers. Oh, that's the new movie coming out, North Korea working with right-wingers. At least that was in one of the early scripts. They're keeping it close. Is that out yet, that Olympus Falling or whatever it is? The point is the narrative in the official West Point documents now, and you see it in the Army War College, is the Tea Party is going to link up with Al-Qaeda. Oh, that's going to happen. I mean, the most Islamophobic group on the planet. You show them an image of Bin Laden, they're ready to throw their children in, you know, incinerators if the government says it'll keep them safe. I mean, just their whole religion is hating Muslims. And now they're going to work with Al-Qaeda, and they've got all these TV shows like Founding Fathers where the patriot leader in the town who sounds like a great guy is really Taliban. When the government is the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and publicly created them and runs them, but then those of us exposing it, we're secretly them. You can buy that. Police, do you really believe veterans are going to bomb every U.S. police station with IEDs? They've said veterans will attack. They told police, you will be attacked for 5 years. You will be attacked by veterans and gun owners. And police are listening. Pardon me? Came out today? All right, thank you. Oh, I mean, I'm in total rant mode, ladies and gentlemen. I'm crazed. And I guess I shouldn't be. I should be calm about all this. I should love all this. I should think all of this is great. Rand Paul to filibuster over Big Sis arms buildup. Big Sis continues to stonewall lawmakers on ammo buys. Rand, take the ball. Hut, hut, hut. Get it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit hbextract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Central Standard Time. We are here live. We've had Larry Elder scheduled. We're trying to connect with him on Skype. We'll see if that happens. Very interesting individual, of course, radio host there in Los Angeles, and his views on Obama and where all this is going. But I'll tell you this. The power structure is pulling out all the stops now to just confuse reality. And our answer is to get real, to get serious, and go all the way. And by going all the way, we've gotten in this position because the establishment says be mealy-mouthed, don't be aggressive, compromise, that's how you're successful. And during the sellout of America, some people could be successful for a time doing that. But now we're getting down to the end game, folks. You've got to realize this is a very bad place we're going to, and you cannot imagine that you're part of the power structure. You cannot imagine that and get out of all this because you're not part of the power structure. I mean, look at this. Citizens tell gun grabbers, you are coloring outside the lines of constitutional parameters. They're suing New York that they can't bar the Second Amendment. See, you get back on the offensive. Now 15 members of Congress are saying, we want to see why you're buying thousands of armored vehicles and billions of bullets. It's happening. Fast and Furious is getting back out there. And again, we're in deep trouble because both political parties, to a great extent, are bought and paid for by crony capitalist interest that want to use socialism at the grassroots to control us and crony capitalism on the top of the system to absolutely, totally, and completely get everybody domesticated. And I just don't want to live under this. And I'm told we do have Larry Elder. Very exciting. I don't know why I've never had this guy on. Or maybe I did many years ago. It seems I did. It all blurs together. We were doing radio 6 days a week. But he, of course, is one of the most popular talk show hosts out in California. And I'm thinking sometimes he's been syndicated. Again, I don't have time to follow a lot of media outside of what we do and what the establishment throws at us. But he's hosted Larry Elder Show for more than 15 years. That's right, nationally syndicated. And I just know every time I see clips of him, it's always just extremely informative. And he's been on everything from Oprah to you name it, LarryElder.com. And I'm very, very excited to have him on the broadcast with us to talk about the state of the world and how crazy everything's gotten and what he expects the collectivists to do. I see him trying to play us off against each other as much as they can, desperately, so that we don't get together and unify around the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Larry, it's good to have you on with us. Thanks for spending time.
Alex, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. Wow, so much is going on out there in the world. What is front and center on your radar screen?
Well, Alex, as I was trying to tell Mr. Piers Morgan when I was on there a couple of weeks ago, if you really want to talk about gun violence in America, the face of gun violence, as horrific as Sandy Hook was, is not the face of some suburban kid. A kid is more likely to be struck by lightning, Alex, than to be killed in a school shooting. The face of gun violence in this country is a 15-year-old girl who performed at Obama's inauguration who was killed by one of those to whom it may concern gang-related bullets. It's a 6-year-old Latina girl who was sitting on her porch one night in March last year, Alex, one of 5 people to be killed in that hour in Chicago. Chicago is a city right now which is on track for 2 Sandy Hooks per month. And if you look at the demographics of Chicago, the city is roughly a third black, a third white, and a third Hispanic. However, the homicides, 70% of them are committed by black people, and usually the victim is almost always another black person. Take New York. New York, demographically, about 46% or so white, about 17 to 20% Hispanic, about that same number of blacks. However, according to Police Commissioner Kelly, 96% of the homicides are committed by black and brown people. Almost always, Alex, the victim is another black or brown person. Now, the question is, why is this going on? We have a couple of possible suspects. One is racism. Problem with that is during Jim Crow, when we had not only de facto segregation, but we had legal segregation, you didn't find this kind of criminality coming from the black community. What about racism? During the Great Depression, 50% of the black adults were unemployed. 50%. You did not find this kind of criminality. 70% today of black kids are born outside of wedlock. That is triple the number back in 1965. Today, 50% of Hispanic kids are born outside of wedlock, about 35% of white kids. Now, I mention that because there's a direct relationship between not having a father in the house and fill in the blank of your favorite social ill, whether it's dropouts, whether it's unemployment, whether it's just gun homicide. A direct relationship between not having a father in the house and bad behavior. And we've incentivized people into having children without getting married because we've given people money after the so-called war on poverty was launched. Lyndon Johnson, Alex, literally sent poverty workers going door-to-door in inner-city households, letting women know of their so-called rights to welfare, provided there was no man in the house. So from 1965, the percentage of black kids born outside of wedlock has tripled as we spent $16 trillion on so-called poverty programs. We've incentivized people into making bad decisions. We've allowed women to get food stamps, AFDC, you name it. A woman with 2 children living on welfare is making more money than if she would if he had a minimum wage job. And we've allowed the man to abandon his financial and moral responsibility. Bill Cosby calls such men unwed fathers. That's what we've done for the last 50 years, and the left can't come to the conclusion, oh, my Lord, what have I done? So they got to blame racism, sexism, and, yes, high-capacity magazines.
Well, absolutely. I saw you with one of our reporters do an interview a few weeks ago, David Ortiz, and that's why Ortiz wanted to get you on to expand on all of this because it's so crazy that now you say, I don't want socialist health care, racist. I don't want to have all of this corporate welfare, racist. I want my Second Amendment. And then the Fox columnists and others say, well, that's racist. And I go, explain to me how it's racist. And they go, I'm not going to. I'm going to throw that out to distract the whole debate. And then I go back to Margaret Sanger, who said, look at these black communities. They're becoming wealthy. They're self-sufficient. We're not going to integrate to bring real equality. We're going to integrate so we can get rid of these weeds. We've got to pose as liberals. Are you familiar? I mean, you're pretty smart and obviously informed guy, but most people aren't that I talk to, of her writings and stuff. And that I don't think, I don't think the left actually did this on accident. A lot of bleeding hearts actually think it's good and actually want to help people. But the higher ups, I mean, the Democratic Party was the Ku Klux Klan Party, but when they couldn't suppress blacks anymore in the 20s and 30s, they became the Democrats.
The Democratic Party has been completely skanky. The members of the Democratic Party formed the Klan. The Klan used to be called the terror wing of the Democratic Party. And you're right about Margaret Sanger. She was a proponent of eugenics. She believed that certain people were socially undesirable, and they were usually poor young black women. I've written a book about this called Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lies, 8 Hours, where I talk about the importance of fathers. And one of the things I try and do, Alex, is use sources that people can't impeach. I could use the Heritage Foundation. They've done all sorts of studies showing the lack of fathers and all the social ills that I mentioned. Charles Murray wrote a wonderful book called Losing Ground, arguably the most important book about the devastation to the nuclear intact family by the welfare state that's been written in the last 50 years. So I use people like that well-known neocon Tupac Shakur. After he died, Alex, there was a documentary that came out called Resurrection. And in the documentary, he said, I know for a fact if I had had a father in my life, I would have had some discipline and I would have been more confident. A man needs to be raised by a man. And then he proceeded to explain why he joined gangs. He wanted protection, he wanted structure, and he wanted values. He's saying this, I'm not saying this, is Tupac Shakur. And the LA Times had a poll back in the 80s, and they asked poor people and non-poor people the following question. Do you believe that young poor women often have children to get additional welfare benefits? The majority of non-poor people said no. However, when poor people were asked the same question, do you believe that young poor women often have children to get additional benefits, 64% said yes. So they're telling us we're just not listening. And one time I had on my show one of these so-called black leaders, Kwesi Mfume. I haven't been able to get Jackson or Farrakhan or Sharpton on my show in 20 years. But Kwesi Mfume, when he was then the head of the NAACP, came on. And to his credit, I asked him the following question. Mr. Mfume, as between the presence of white racism, which you often talk about, or the absence of black fathers, which in my opinion you don't talk about enough, which poses a bigger threat to the black community? And without missing a beat, he said, the absence of fathers. So they're telling us we're just not listening.
You're right. And then they'll say we need fathers, but do everything to destroy them and then promote and embrace the most destructive, fake, you know, gangster culture stuff. And again, the young boys don't have a father. So then they see MTV and the tough guys that are the male role models, you know, are these right. Gangster drug dealers. I mean, look, this has been done on purpose. I mean, there's no way, and I've got the documents and evidence. I've gone over it. I covered my film Endgame, and I've actually read quite a few of the blurbs and articles where people picked up some of your writings. I need to read your books. I need to carry them in our bookstore. Tell us some about your books, because this is something that can be used, the knowledge you're laying out, to empower people, and I think I'm going to read them. Other people should as well.
Well, Alex, my book, Dear Father, Dear Son, is about my relationship with my own father, which was not good. My father was what I call a junkyard dog dad. He was a Montford Point Marine. They were the equivalent of the Tuskegee Airmen. He was the first black Marine. There were 20,000 of them that trained in North Carolina. So rough, tough guy. And I misunderstood his tough exterior for lack of love. He beat us with a belt, with a telephone cord. Not uncommon the way people were punished in those days, especially if the adult came from the South. But I just mistook that for lack of love. So when I'm 15 years old, my dad and I have this furious fight. We don't speak for 10 years. And finally, I'm 25 years old. We sit down and we speak. I figured the conversation would last 10 minutes. It lasted 8 hours. And during that period of time, I found out that the name Elder, my last name, is the name of the boyfriend who was in his life the longest. He never married his mother. He was an alcoholic who beat my father and his mother. My dad comes home from school, has a fight with the mother's then boyfriend, a different man than Elder. The mother sides with the boyfriend. My dad is thrown out of the house, never to return. We're talking about a black kid, Jim Crow South, age of 13, a year or two before the beginning of the Great Depression, Athens, Georgia. And my dad never returned home. And despite all of his troubles, my dad always told my brothers and me this. Hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. No matter how hard you work, bad things are going to happen. And how you respond to those bad things will tell me whether or not your mother and I raised a man. And I would always say, not too much pressure, Dad. My point is this. He was around. He was a rough, tough, imperfect father, but he was around. And by word and by deed,
Exactly.
He taught me what it's like to be a dad.
Well, they say a dad's got to be perfect. And you know what? Your dad gets scared. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not listening. You're out of control. I'll tell you, it's better to have brutal discipline than no discipline at all. These kids are a wreck, so they end up in prison. They end up dead, and it's because they've destroyed fathers in America that now what happened to the black community has been done everywhere else, and it is destroying our civilization.
And, Alex, the key is hard work. The formula is very simple. Graduate from high school, don't have a kid before you're 20 years old, and get married before you have the kid. James Q. Wilson said anybody who follows that formula will not be poor. If you fail to follow that formula, there's a good chance you are going to be poor. So the question is, what are we doing to incentivize, or perhaps more importantly, what are we doing to de-incentivize people into following that formula? That's what's going on here. And we know what works, Alex, because in 1996, Bill Clinton reluctantly signed the Welfare Reform Act. What happened? Welfare rolls declined by over 50%. So we know that a bunch of able-bodied and able-minded people were on the couch. They got off after they realized the jig was up. We need to continue that, and welfare needs to be done at the state and local level. The federal government needs to get out of it altogether, and we need to encourage the so-called 1,000 points of light. There are a whole bunch of people in the community doing stuff. Big brothers, big sisters. I belong to an organization called A Place Called Home, where I contribute money to an organization that teaches people on computers, and that's what you have to do in the short run, because there aren't fathers here. You have to incentivize people to get into their communities and to being mentors for these young people until we turn out the culture, which is changing policies and letting people know it is not a good idea to be an unwed father. That's an expression that Bill Cosby has been using. My mother and my dad have been using.
Oh, yeah. People think it's so cool to go get young women pregnant and then just turn your kids loose to be destroyed. There's nothing more punkish than that.
And, you know, when I mentioned Kwesi Mfume, this is the guy who turned his life around, Alex. This is the guy who had four or five kids by four or five different women and then turned his life around and has been dedicating himself to trying to improve things in the black community. The thing that really bothers me about some of these so-called black leaders, whether it's Farrakhan, Jackson, or Sharpton, they all should know something about the importance of fathers, because in their own lives, their fathers were either absent or bad dads. Jackson's father was the married man who lived next door to his teenage mother, got her pregnant. Jackson grew up in South Carolina with taunt. Jesse ain't got no daddy. Jesse ain't got no daddy. It bothered him. In the case of Sharpton, Sharpton was middle class until his father abandoned the family, then down to the ghetto. In the case of Farrakhan, his mother was estranged from her husband, had a boyfriend, took back up with the estranged husband, got pregnant, didn't want the boyfriend to know, so she tried to abort Farrakhan with a coat hanger on several occasions. So all
well, that's right. When you cheat on your wife, when you cheat on your wife, folks, you're really cheating on your kids. I mean, that's the bottom line. People think it's so cool to cheat. They think it's really sexy, really fun. I'm not judging people that have done it. We're human. Stuff goes. But the point is, it's certainly not something to be proud of.
One of the greatest expressions I've ever heard about this, Alex, is the best thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. Because when these kids get into the streets, Alex, with no father, they're thin-skinned, they're angry, they resent adults, they have no idea on how to resolve disputes in an intelligent way without profanity and without violence. That's one of the many things you see when you have an adult relationship in your house with your mother and your father. You're watching adults resolve disputes. You're watching a guy get up and go to work when he doesn't feel like it. That's what you don't see. Hard work wins. And we're discouraging that with our welfare state and by incentivizing people into making bad moral decisions.
Now, it was who was the football coach that said winners never quit and quitters never win?
Sounds like something Lombardi would say.
That's who said it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so true though. I mean, I go down to demonstrations and things, and we have communists and socialists down there, and I'll walk up and I'll go, "Oh, look, it's a capitalist." And I look at them and I'm like, "Look, I mean, you really think communism is better than what free market and freedom creates?" I said, look at what communism does. They just laugh. I mean, they really think that when they collapse America into communism, they're going to have some great time. I mean, they're just idiots. They're just idiots. They're just morons. They have no idea what they're doing.
Well, you know, in 1900, at all three levels, Alex, government took about 7% of the nation's income. Right now, when you put a monetary value on so-called unfunded mandates, we're talking about federal, state, and local taking over 40% of the people's income. One of the reasons America has been so great is that we trusted our people with our own money and with our own time. We no longer do that. We've got a president who's now added a fourth leg to our welfare state. We've got Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and now Obamacare. Until and unless we reverse that, we're going to still underproduce. 2% sucks as GDP. We should be rocking and rolling at 4 and 4 and 5%. We should be creating 3 and 4 and 500,000 jobs per month the way we did at this juncture. since the Great Depression. It's because of these policies.
Well, it's not a recovery. I mean, that's even a hoax.
Well, even, yeah, you're right. That last quarter we had negative growth, although they had revised it up a little bit. This is just awful. And you look at the percentage of people, able-bodied people, who've just given up. The labor force participation rate is what we ought to be looking at.
Well, I think I know a lot of hard-working people that are giving up because they're sick of watching lazy people sit around and live off them. But then that's what happens in any social society. Finally, the people working three jobs give up. And, man, then things really get bad.
Well, that's what Mitt Romney was talking about with the 47%. People weren't listening. Once you get to a point where over 50% of the voters are not paying federal income taxes, they can march in there and pull the lever for a raise on somebody else's dime. We are in deep, deep...
Well, yeah, they spun it that he didn't care about the other percent. No, he was saying, they're not listening to me. They're on the government payroll. They don't care. They don't care.
Well, you mentioned how they spin it, and that really is a deeper problem. When everybody talks to me about the postmortem, what Mitt Romney could have done, and could have done this, could have done that, there's plenty of things he could have done and could have said that might have made him win. But you have to go to the main, what I call the mainstream media. Alex, all these people, ABC, NBC, CBS, I call it MSNB hee-haw, virtually every...
They all distort everything. Stay there. Wow, this is amazing. Larry Elder is a really interesting person. We've got to have him on for a full hour soon. We'll come right back with a conclusion with Larry Elder straight ahead. His website, LarryElder.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. The long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I hear the train come. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine.
By the way, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central on stations like 590 a.m. here in Austin, Texas. We got Rosa Corey on the other end doing interviews for an upcoming film. I just ran back over here. I tell you, talk about working too much. I'm doing way too much. Half the time, it's all crazy. Larry Elder, I've heard him on the radio many times and had a chance to read some of the articles that are out there that he's put out, and it's just spot on with the problems that our society is facing. It's just the collectivists, I go back to this, I've read their writings, they did this on purpose. They want to dominate us, they want to control us, they want us dependent. And I think we should not call liberals liberals. I really think, whenever I talk to prominent libertarian conservatives like Mr. Elder, I say, look, can we please stop calling them liberals? Because Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. These people are not liberals. They're authoritarian, social engineering, eugenicist-based monsters at the top. Their writings are public. They think we're idiots. And quite frankly, I think it's despicable how they are trying to invoke racial division at a level that's cartoonish. Larry, I mean, am I wrong in saying that we shouldn't call them liberals and that the race baiting? I mean, it's obvious who the not even racists are. They're just trying to divide people like social engineers coldly. I mean, you turn on MSNBC, it is absurdist. It's so over the top that if you don't agree to everything they want, you're a racist with no reason why you're a racist.
Well, they're the ones who are the biggest. The other day on my show, I was called out because there's an LAPD officer, black officer, who's suing the LAPD, claiming that he's a victim of racial discrimination. And you look at his complaint, Alex, it's a bunch of, you know, like station house pranks. Somebody put some fried chicken on a cake on his 20th anniversary in the forest. Somebody put a little mock caption on a picture of him with Stanford and Son. You know, BFD. This is the kind of stuff that cops do for crying out loud. It's nothing more than a shakedown. This guy calls up. He's very angry at me, describes himself as white, and says, how dare you? You never seem to acknowledge racism, yada, blah, et cetera. I said, you're the one who's a bigot, sir. Here I am simply outlining my case, and you're angry at me because a black person is, quote, siding with the wrong guy? What does that even mean? These guys are the ones who play the race card. Donna Brazile is the one who referred to the Republican Party as having a white boy attitude. She said this when she was the campaign manager for Al Gore. Out here in L.A., there's a state senator named Diane Watson, who later on ran and became a U.S. congresswoman. During a fight to get rid of race-based preferences in California, the guy who led the fight was a black man named Ward Connerly. So Diane Watson, a black woman, comes out and attacks him and says, let me tell you why you're supporting getting rid of race-based preferences. You are married to a white woman. You don't want to be black. You're not proud of yourself as a black man. That's why you support this. Can you imagine anybody, Republican, saying that to anybody? And then 2 days later, when a reporter confronted her, she said, that's right, I said it, and I don't take it back. And she ran for Congress and got elected. I can give you example after example after example of where people on the left make the most hideous charges. Charlie Rangel said of Republican Congress after 1994, when he took it over, he said, they don't say S-word anymore, a slur for Hispanics. They don't say N-word anymore, the slur for blacks. He used the actual slur. They don't say S or N-word anymore. They just say, let's cut taxes. So cutting taxes is racist. Charlie Rangel also said George W. Bush was our Bull Connor. For people under 20 years old, Bull Connor was that Southern sheriff who stick water hoses in dogs on civil rights workers when they were marching with Martin Luther King. Are you kidding me? George Bush is our Bull Connor? And furthermore, Charlie Rangel added, and if that doesn't make you angry, I don't know what will, in the quote, unintentionally.
Well, now Charlie Rangel, who's been on this show before, said we must overcome white Southerners. And so did Sharpton, something similar, to get the guns. Like, having guns is only for white people. You know, Martin Luther King said, be colorblind, which I agree with. And then the opposite, they're always about the color instead of the character of the deeds and what the person stands for.
And but for the Second Amendment, a whole lot of these civil rights workers and people that were defending themselves would be dead.
You know what? Let's do a look. Can you do like 5 more minutes to actually expand on that?
Sure can.
We're back in 1 minute, going a little bit of overdrive. My website's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. His is LarryElder.com. We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.